Today is May the 14th, 2021, and it is Friday. Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And this school year, we have been reading through the Book of Psalms. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our holy, holy, holy God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. O Lord, you're amazing. You're the bountiful giver, creator and designer. You're the God of every day, everywhere, for everyone. You are faithful, gracious, and the hope of education. You are Emmanuel, Jesus, the kinsman redeemer, and the love of our lives. Lord, you manifest yourself in ways that are so beautiful. You're the name above all names, the only wise God, perfect in all of your ways. And Lord, you are the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be. You are the resurrection and the life and the Savior, our teacher, and you are ubiquitously ours. Lord, vindicate us through your word, for you are the word. Examine us with the Holy Spirit, that we may have nothing offensive in us. You are Yahweh and the God of Zion. Gracious and perfect God, Lord, we come before you with humble hearts, grateful that you, Lord, are our provider and protector. Lord, these are some crazy days in schools, and when those Fridays come along, there's a sigh of relief from teachers, paraprofessionals, parents, administrators, and children. Lord, bless the students from the pre-K all the way up to our seniors who are beginning to graduate and to be done. I ask a special blessing upon their decisions. For so many kids at this stage, between prom and graduation, make some dumb decisions, Lord. Help them to stick to that which you have taught them and help them to ask you for protection and wisdom. Only you, Lord, can truly protect them. Help them to be wise in your ways. Help them to not trust in their own understanding, but to lean on you for everything. Gracious God, we come before you and praise you and thank you and ask for safety for the children and the staff over the weekend, that you may return them safely on Monday. We bless your holy name and pray in the most wonderful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We're up to Psalm 141. The Word of God, Psalm 141. I call to you, Lord. Come quickly to me. Hear me when I call to you. May my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil, so that I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evildoers. Do not let me eat their delicacies. Let a righteous man strike me. That is a kindness. Let him rebuke me. That is oil on my head. My head will not refuse it, for my prayer will still be against the deeds of evildoers. Their rulers will be thrown down from the cliffs, and the wicked will learn that my words were well spoken. They will say, as one plows and breaks up the earth, so our bones have been scattered at the mouth of the grave. But my eyes are fixed on you, Sovereign Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not give me over to death. Keep me safe from the traps set by evildoers, from the snares that they have laid for me. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while I pass by in safety. The Word of God, Psalm 141. Oh, praise God for his marvelous words. Now, the second thing we love to do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read our daily devotionals. And this one is called Betsy Bug, and it's written by Cheryl Skid. Dear Lord, we are coming to you for wisdom in all our decisions today. Thank you. Amen. And the scripture that Cheryl chose is Proverbs 18, verse 17. Any story sounds true until someone tells the other side and sets the record straight. That's from the TLB version of the Bible. The last sound that was heard was the thwack of the large Betsy bug as it splatted on the kindergarten music teacher. The children stared, slack-jawed, eyes round as the teacher, pitch pipe in midair, gasped. This was one version. The other was the one we heard at the dinner table. Everyone laughed so hard when that bug landed on Miss Davis. What do you mean the bug landed on Miss Davis? We knew that the end of the story had a beginning, but did we want to hear it? Nathan loved music class, but as he sat on the floor in front of the children, he heard a screech, 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 and saw a large Betsy bug making its way towards him. He watched as it approached, and then with great concentration, poised his fingers perfectly, and then thwack, off it took. He didn't aim for the teacher, but it was hilarious. Everyone roared. That was his version. From the first day the child enters school until he dons his graduation cap and gown, parents will hear two sides of incidences which happened in school. As parents, do we loyally believe everything our children tell us happened at school? As educators, do we become defensive when an administrator asks for witnesses to our incident report? Oh God, give us wisdom as we hear both sides of a story. And that, dear friends, was Cheryl Skidd with Betsy Bug. And you can find these devotionals on our website at ceai.org. Just go to resources and choose daily devotionals. And please feel free to share. Now the remainder of our time together is our theme for this school year, which is prayer, care, and dare. We have 180 scripture prayers, and we're up to 176. That's incredible, right? We have 180 suggestions for caring for others on your campus, and 180 guidelines that you may dare to live out your life as a Christian in the public schools, both legally and gracefully. Let us begin with prayer. So each school day, we take a scripture and we say it, and then we pray it. Now, this scripture for today is from Ephesians 5, 15 to 17, and it says, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Oh, these last few days are difficult. Seek wisdom to make the best use of the time. And now, my friends, let us pray Ephesians 5. This is a sample prayer, but you know it's a true prayer from my heart to your heart to his heart. And I hope that you try it also. Dear Heavenly Father, as you comfort us through the last days of the school year, help us to look carefully at ourselves. Let our talk and our walk bring glory to your name. Help us to be wise by making the best use of our time. These last few days are so important that we leave a lasting impression of love. Help us to avoid any foolishness and remain in your word to be in your will. Thank you for your love. We ask in the delightful name of Jesus. Amen. And these little prayers, my friends, are available on a website in both digital image form and in audio. And so if you want to hear them in audio, just go to www.tinyurl.com/listen-to-prayer. And if you want to get the card so you can pass the images, just go to aw180days.com. Go on the left-hand side and you will see praying scripture cards. Feel free to share those too. Let's get our brothers and sisters all together on the same verse each day. How beautiful that would be. And now, my friends, let's take a look at care. For caring is our charge from our King. For he said, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." So each day we supply a different idea for caring for others on campus. And remember, they're just suggestions. Nobody could do them all. You'd spend all your time planning and trying to do those kind of things. And we know how the school day goes, amen. But something's going to jazz you. And I pray that you send me some of the things that you guys have been doing so I can share with others. So today, this is the favorite one. It comes up. I've done it more than once, but it just comes up and people love it. And it's offer to make copies for a colleague. Now, what sounds like no big deal is huge. So if you have the ability to go to your teammate and just say, can I run copies for you today? Talk about making the best use of time. That person is going to grab back so much time by not having to stand at that copier. And so, my friends, that's a sacrifice. That's a small thing, but it's great love. Just like Mother Teresa tells us, not all of us can do great things, but we can all do small things with great love. May all of our Christians on the public school campuses be a blessing today and every day. And finally, let's talk about DARE. DARE is that ability to understand your First Amendment rights as a Christian in the public schools. And it's very important that you know what you can and cannot do. And so we're kind of in a review mode, but I do have a link for you for all 180 guidelines that you can do to dare to live out your life as a Christian in the public schools. And they came from only four resources: the Free to Speak booklet, which I am just reviewing, and then from the federal guidelines, from the First Amendment guidelines, and also from the booklet called Teachers and Religion in the Public Schools. So for today, on day 176, this is from the Free to Speak booklet. This is for the students, again, and it's the last one for the kids. You can express your faith at school events and graduations. And still to this day, there will be people who say you cannot. The trick is that if you have to hand in your speech, then it becomes sort of, quote, property of the district. If a student should run into that issue, just have their parents call CEAI, and we can do a phone call and straighten that out. And now, my friends, let's talk about our constitutionally protected prayer. We pray together with our brothers and sisters across the nation. There's hundreds of us, and someday we pray thousands of us who pause and pray at the most inconvenient time of 1:16 p.m., based totally on Romans 1:16. Go ahead, say it with me. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Today we are going to pause and pray that we are in God's word this summer. This is the perfect time to surround yourself with wisdom and that rest that comes from God's peace alone. And now, dear friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of a small portion from Psalm 141. May my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the doors of my lips. O gracious God, help us to be conscious today of what we say. Help us to have words that are sweeter than honey, and help them all point back to you. With your Holy Spirit's grace and help, that is possible. Without it, it's impossible. And so, Lord, a double portion of the Holy Spirit's grace upon our words today, be a guard on our lips. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. And we ask you for it all in the marvelous and majestic name of Jesus the Christ, our King. Amen. Do not forget, my friends, that the Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty God who saves. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exalt over you with loud singing. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the word and praying with you each school day. So until Monday, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.